Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. The wind blew me into the studio today. I mean, wow, the wind coming off of the mountains, it's just, it's probably 40 miles per hour, those gusts. So if you're in the Denver area, stay inside, have a nice cup of cocoa or tea or coffee, and enjoy the afternoon. Oh, the Lord is so good. The dreams of today are reflected in the joys of tomorrow. It's so true. We dream. God has given each and every one of us a dream. And when the dreams come true, it's like new life. It's like a joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that's the way it was with Darren. And I keep coming back to that miraculous thing that God did for us back in the 2000s, because I want you to know God does hear and answer our prayers. And when Darren had prayed and prayed, God gave him the dream, the vision for gas wells to be filled up, empty, rusty gas wells. And so when Darren realized that God was really at work in his life, because he got three gas wells for only $30, so he knew God was in the mix somewhere. And he prayed and prayed. He said, "You can't take my dream. You can't take my dream." And that means the dream that God had given to him. When it came into manifestation, then there was life and there was joy and there was celebration. So that's so true. When the dreams come true, there is life and joy. I want to, before we get into our wonderful half hour here with Kimberly, I want to advise you, maybe is the word, or I want to recommend a book by Victor Marx, M-A-R-X, The Dangerous Gentleman. It's out now everywhere, Amazon. And Victor Marx is the candidate for the Republican candidate for the governor of the state of Colorado. I am so overjoyed and excited about this man and his wife. And if you go to Victor, VICTOR2026.com. You can see his website and give if you have opportunity to do that. And I believe God is going to turn this state around. They asked him last night on TBN, "And what is the first thing you will do?" And he says, "I will consecrate this state to the Lord Jesus Christ." And I'm going, yes, yes. So friend, remember Victor Marx. Talk about him. Talk about him. It's good to do that. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And if you'd like a Word Power daily Bible guide, chronological, you can go to freedomstreet.org and download that. Or if you want to listen to some of the teachings, all the CDs have been converted to MP3. You can go there and listen anytime. Just go around the website and check out all the things. Also, you can donate on the website, freedomstreet.org. God bless you. And today we're going to do something really special, and that's have communion the last 5 minutes of this program. And so I want you to get your grape juice ready and your cracker or your bread. My friend Charlene, she's so original, and she's just good at stuff. And she brought a plate for her friend to take communion today at the studios. And I asked, well, where did you get that bread? Because it was flat. And she said, it's pie crust. And I said, what a great idea, just to take pie crust, a frozen pie crust, bring it home, and then you can have pieces of that pie crust, and you can freeze it and have it again with your next communion. Oh, great idea, Charlene. I just think that's, God loves to give us creative ideas. I that's what I love about him, ideas that other people wouldn't even think of. And so we need to rejoice in what God is doing for us today, friends. Oh, welcome, Kimberly. I know that you're probably sitting there wondering, when is Mom going to get done here?
No. I love that idea of having something very unique as the element for taking communion. And I was even going to mention that if you don't have bread or crackers, a tortilla would work, you know, or... Yeah. Pie crust. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Bake it, and it's great. Yeah, it looks wonderful.
The idea is to have something that has been crushed and then remade into something else. Mm-hmm. That's the idea of communion. And that's what's behind communion, is recognizing that Jesus, as the Son of the Most High God, was willing to come to this earth and be crushed. By rejection, by betrayal, by going through the scourging and the crucifixion, he was crushed in his emotions, even it, not just his body. That was hard, but he had faith that was not going to be the end. And so that's what the whole elements of communion are all about. It's something that has been crushed, and we just have faith that's not the end. So even the juice that you choose, whether it's grape juice or wine, which is traditionally what's used in communion, again, we're just anything, any kind of juice that, or anything that's been pressed or crushed will work. I guess if you want to use vinegar or even olive oil, some kind of oil, I can't swallow oil easily, but some people can. But something that has been pressed or crushed will remind us of what Jesus has done for us.
Mm-hmm. I remember when Darren had Darren's coffee shop, and he would go out in the afternoon. And when he came to a convenience store, all they had was pop. And so he said, I would take a Pepsi and go out to a picnic table with my bread and spend 2 or 3 hours thanking God for what he has done and providing for me. And so that's, you're right, Kimberly. We need to thank God for those provisions that he has allowed us to have for victory and for overcoming. Praise the Lord.
I have even used water and asked the Lord to bless whatever process that water went through to make it.
That's right.
To my home and to me in that moment. So he is not hard to please.
No.
He is not hard to please. So we don't worry about the details. And something you said just a few minutes ago about dreams bringing life and joy, those dreams coming true bring life and joy. And God is so kind to let us have our dreams. Mm-hmm. He lets those dreams come true for us, even when he knows that some of those dreams may not end well because they're not his dreams. And ultimately, we want to focus ourselves on his dreams. His big dream is to make us and form us into his image. And we've been talking about that, how we're his perfect partner. We're his best friend. We are his bride.
Yes.
And he's the one who knows how to keep that promise that he's going to make us into his image. He's going to cause that to come true. Mm-hmm. God wants to be a part of our lives. He wants to be in our lives. He loves relationship, and he made us to be in relationship with him. We're the ones as human beings that have fallen away and caused separation in that relationship. And, you know, for some people, relationship might even hold a negative feeling because of all the striving and arguing that people do in our marriages, in our relationships with our kids. But God's relationship, because he's easy to please, he's just full of understanding and love. He's full of patience, and he has a listening ear ready to listen to you any moment, any time. So our goal for this year, our goal for our life, is to be in relationship with him, his way, the kind of way that's full of understanding and love, full of patience and having a listening ear, wanting to listen to others, but also wanting to listen to him. So communion, taking communion, I believe, is the way that we reflect on what Jesus has done to free us from our sin, which separated us from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, to have relationship with the Lord once again, because of what he did, because of the price he paid. So communion elements are reminders of what Jesus has done, a promise. He made a promise. He made a covenant. And I just recognize that it's easy to be thrown off track. Every day we can be thrown, it may be minute to minute, we're thrown off track and we don't remember. That's what we're here for. That's who we are living for. That's why we are alive, is to be in relationship with him.
Right.
And many of us have recognized, oh, that's what I want. And so we have made a promise and a commitment and a covenant to be his, to let him be Lord and guide us and to live like him. That's important to us. And that's why we want to recommit whenever we need to. And communion is a good way to do that, to just take a few moments with us today. And if you don't even have the elements and you're driving your car, don't worry about it. You can do this whole recommitment and re-covenant in your heart. And that's something that the Lord listens to also, your heart. He's not hard to please. He's easy to please. This is a great time. This is a great year to renew our covenant with the one who created us for himself. And we choose to commit our lives or recommit and enter his rest. You know, part of living this life is realizing that we don't know how. As human beings, we're too weak to keep a covenant. And we just don't know how to do that. But he does know. And he is the one who's keeping the covenant and keeping the promises for us. It's his dream. He is God, and we're his bride.
Yes.
It's his dream. And so he will keep the promise to make that dream come true. We don't have to strive. It's the responsibility is not on our shoulders. It's on him. He is doing it and has done it through Jesus.
Yeah.
He's provided everything.
How does he do it? He made a plan, a perfect plan, Kimberly. And he said, we're going to live in you. We're no longer going to influence you from the outside. We're going to provide a communication and an intimate communion with you on the inside through Holy Spirit. He introduced
right.
Holy Spirit into this whole scheme of things. And now he's living in each one of us. See, I don't know most of you that we're talking to right now. I probably never will. I'll have a reunion with you in heaven. But I know that our Holy Spirit is at work in you in love and in peace to bring you to that place where God wants you to be. And each one of us is different. Each one
That's
of us
right.
is different in our behavior, in our thinking, everything that we do. I love that phrase, Kimberly, get used to different from the Chosen. That's probably of all of the years I've watched Chosen, probably my best and favorite phrase, and I've got it right there on my desk because every day I'm getting used to different in our lives. And our lives mm-hmm. are changing so much that we on a daily basis have to get to close to God and say, okay, Father God, what do you want for me today? Because sometimes our schedules don't meet with God's plans, and we've got to commit ourselves to his plans. So
right.
I'm so grateful.
Right.
You were talking about Jeremiah 31, Kimberly. Oh, this is such a great chapter because God is saying right up front to his people who are in exile, going into exile, going through a horrible time in the history of Israel. And he says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. He's telling his people, don't forget that I love you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you and continued my faithfulness to you. Kimberly, I received such revelation when I read that today, because he has drawn, every one of you listening, he has drawn your loved one, whether he is unsaved or saved, he is drawing them to himself. And it may take years. Time is nothing with God. He's going to get him. He's going to get him. But it may take years. It may take just a few hours, a few months. But Kimberly, I believe that with loving kindness, he's drawing people to himself as we
That's
pray.
Right.
Oh, so good to know that.
That's right. Exactly. Yes. And as he's drawing us, that is where we are experiencing this desire to be more like him. We're tired. Mm-hmm. We're tired of striving in this life. And the whole idea of cease striving and know that he is God,
yes.
It's because he's so good. He wants us to cease striving in our own efforts to know him, to really know him and be in relationship with him. And later in Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34 says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord. I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers, the ones they broke, that covenant that they broke, although I was husband to them. But this is the covenant I will make. I will put my spirit within them and in their heart. I will write that covenant, and I will be their God. And they will be my people, and they will all know me." That's the goal, to know him, to know how good he is, to know that we're made for him. "From the least of them to the greatest of them, I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more." He did that. He did that through Jesus. He did it as the Father in his extravagant willingness to give up his beloved Son. He did it as the Son who was willing to walk out the plan to come to earth as a baby born to poor parents, living in a district with a questionable reputation, allowing his own people to reject him, betray him, and end up on a Roman cross. He is the only human who ever lived that was completely and totally innocent and pure. And he gave his life, let all his dreams. You know, I have to wonder, did Jesus want to stay on this earth a little bit longer with his people? Maybe he wanted to, and he let go of that dream to fulfill the biggest dream, the greatest dream, of renewing that covenant, having a new covenant with us.
Yes.
John 3:16 tells us God loves you so much that he gave his only beloved Son. And that Son was a willing participant, that whoever believes would not die, but have everlasting life, have that eternal life. We're not going to die. Death doesn't have a sting anymore, because we've got eternal life through what Jesus has done. Whoever believes that he has a plan to redeem his beloved creation, and he's fulfilling that plan, that we can't ruin it. We're not ruining it. He is God, and he will have his bride. So we cannot ruin that plan. Isn't that a wonderful message?
Yes.
The responsibility is not on our shoulders.
That's right. And why does he use blood, Kimberly? Why does God use blood?
Because there is life in the blood. Leviticus 17 tells us there's life in the blood.
Yes.
And when we realize that something else or someone else has to give their life, that blood, in order for us to have the first blood that was shed was in the garden, right after Adam and Eve sinned.
Yes. Yes.
They were embarrassed and felt so ashamed. And they, in their embarrassment, in their shame, they were hiding. And our Creator felt so much compassion for them. He was the one that took the life of an animal to clothe them in skins. That animal was precious to him.
Yes.
That animal is one of his, it's part of his creation, one of his special creatures. Mm-hmm. And so that blood was spilled out so that his beloved could be covered.
Yes.
Could be covered. So why blood? It started in the very beginning, the idea of blood that is spilled out so that there could be a covering. Well, Jesus not only covered, he didn't come to cover sin. He came to take it away permanently. Mm-hmm. So that's the good news. That's the best news ever. And that's why we have this opportunity now to look at that sacrifice and say, wow, I want to be in alignment with someone who's so willing to cover me, not just cover me, but make me righteous. Yes. By his own blood that he shed. Give me victory by his own blood. And he's just so willing. I love him forever. I love him forever. And that's what we hopefully are coming to, is this love that's so deep, love that is so great, that we will want to align ourselves with his dream. Mm-hmm. Instead of holding on to our own ideas and dreams and goals and opinions, laying those down. We can do that when we take communion and just say, you know what? Let me just take a deep breath. You are fulfilling your great plan.
Yes.
In me, through me, and I can relax. I can, yes, cease striving and know you. Know that you are God. And just take a time of rest and being still and knowing that he is God. He's fulfilling his promises. That's,
yes,
what we want to do,
yes,
today.
You can understand now as you're listening that when Jesus said, this is my blood of the new covenant, the disciples knew what it meant. And we want you to realize what it meant. They knew that when they cut the covenant with Jesus in the upper room that night, and that was his blood and his body. Remember that as we bless the bread that you have before you or the cracker to be the body of Jesus, we also bless the cup, the juice that you have in front of you, to be his blood. And then we know that the new covenant, Jesus' body himself, has supplemented and displaced and fulfilled the old covenant. And he says, behold, I have come to do thy will, Father God. So this was all Father God's blessing. Praise the Lord. So I want to, first of all.
Isn't that precious? I just want to mention that for many, many years, people were sacrificing animals to cover,
yes,
their sins. You know, some Catholics understand the idea of going and repenting and going to a priest once a week and confessing. And the way that people did it, the way that this earth worked for many hundreds of years, was actually not just something that simple, but bringing a sacrifice, bringing a precious little creature.
Yes.
Jesus ended that.
Yes, he did.
He loves all his creation so much. He ended the need for a sacrifice of an animal.
Because he became one.
Himself.
That's right. He became one. He became the curse for us. Praise the Lord.
Beautiful.
Now on card number 41, some of you have a power pack, and it's good just to have it with you all the time, but it's authority and dominion in the blood of Jesus. And this card was meant for communion. And in the affirmation, we can say it out loud, because Jesus took of the bread and drank of the cup the night before his death. I accept communion as a vital part of the new covenant to be taken often with holy reverence and thankfulness. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, we take the bread, whatever we have here before us. I bless this cracker in the mighty name of Jesus. I say this is the body of our Lord Jesus. And now you can take that and eat of what you have. Thank you, Lord God. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And
a short explanation. Mm-hmm. That's us remembering that Jesus chose to live a life of being crushed, to live a life where he laid down his his goals, his dreams, his ideas, his opinions, and he lived a life that was crushed so that we could have this new covenant with him.
That's right. And then we take the cup, and whatever juice you have, that's what Kimberly said, and I agree that this cup is blessed in the mighty name of Jesus to be the blood of Jesus. I know it's a metaphor, but it really isn't. We take him in. In him we live and move and have our being. So after he had, after he took the cup, he said, "This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. So now we drink."
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the way that you taught us to live and to be yielded and surrendered. Thank you for paying such a heavy price so that we can be reconnected, that we can be recentered, that we can have a new restart. Thank you that every time we fall, your mercies are new every morning.
Yes. Yes, amen.
And we get a fresh start.
Oh,
and
hallelujah.
We just know that we can do that in any moment of our day by remembering you, that you're the one keeping the promises and that you want us to keep our focus and our eyes on those promises, on your promises, on your dreams.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And if you would like a power pack, I am open to just sending you a power pack. I'll pay for everything. And you can either go online at barbara@freedomstreet.org and order it there, or you can call at 1-877-917-7256. It has been a source of blessing, these little cards, these scriptures. And I know as you begin a habit of taking communion often, that's right, often, as Paul said, taking communion often, you will see the revelation and the spiritual results from that. Thank you so much for joining us today and being with us as we take communion together. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.